humans are not ready to face what lurks in the shadows.
Zoinks, let's get out of here, and I'll try to get to...
Everyone fears the creatures hiding around the corner.
Now, luckily, in my cache of weapons, I have a silver sword.
They cannot even see the demons in front of them.
And I just take the body and I start looking. I just start lifting up the head. Oh my God, he doesn't have a head. That's going to be hard for him to walk around if he doesn't have a head. I mean, my God, how are you going to get...
Who will protect the innocent?
Rapidly.
Okay. I'm gonna
try kicking some ass
blast
too.
Blast him with some fire.
Who will hunt down the beasts?
I don't need any of this. Silver bullet to the floating head. That's what we're doing.
Are you ready to face the monster of the week?
Is it time to kick some ass?
Okay, so you and I met as kids, and we used to fight over Barbies.
So that's
that's your bond.
Brenda and Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
And Trudy.
Yep. Do you want to go?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and
Tim Walden. Oh, I'm just going to do everybody?
And then we'll see them around the table.
Frank, hold on. Oh, I knew him from a past life. And he taught me firearms.
Nice. Music camp. Yes.
And then Kip.
Music camp. Beautiful man.
Kip, I rescued him from giant spiders.
In the
auditorium.
Nice.
And then Frankie B, I think he's back from the dead because I saw him fall into a sinkhole I thought he was dead, and now he's back and it's weirding me out. And then Jules, she is my conscience. When the power goes to my head, she advised me after I misflung a fireball.
All right.
So, I have no idea how to spell the word conscience. And
I was doing that doing
conscience.
Conscience.
Yeah. Okay. erase.
Every single time. Yep. Every single time. That's
yep. Yeah.
It's one of those wonderful words. Just like I before E, except after C. Oh no, wait.
Every other May.
And neighbor.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Kelly,
so,
aka Trudy.
Trudy Trippy. So I know Brenda. We had a coincidence of having the same particular dolls. Barbies and things like that, which led to the stealing of the Barbies. We had the same circus grouping of Barbies or whatever. Lame. Frank. Yes, Trudy and Frank, they know each other through cryptozoology and conspiracy theory websites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the newness of the interwebs. Trudy and Kip, we were members of the same support group, family, what was it?
Bridges Beyond Bars.
Yes, support group.
Support group for people whose family is incarcerated.
Yes, exactly. It's Trudy and Frankie Balls. We were long lost relatives. He was my father.
Still is
my father. Yes. Still, I'm unsure of the whole cousin connection there, but you know.
Family.
Yep. And then Trudy and Jules. We had a bonding experience through our hell together at band camp, and Mr. T. We just call him Mr. T. Mm-hmm. Because I can't remember what the band
that
leader.
That show totally changes bands.
I played
cymbals.
Triangle.
Yes. The most important instrument.
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
So
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. So, right. So Brenda reminds me of a friend. It's actually a recurring person. Reminds me of a friend from training.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yes, right. And so Trudy, Trudy and I have a great deal of mutual interest in the dead and disappearing bunnies mystery around Lestat Brown.
That was
alleged.
Yeah.
Alleged.
No, that was just so weird.
What happened
very
there? Much. We
it
don't
was coach.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
So coach is a great
That's right.
The mystery is how he was not selected for American Gladiators.
Yes.
No, as far as you know, he
I'm not gonna believe that
that's right.
Happen.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's right. Right, so Kip.
They do.
I respect Kip.
Did they
Kip.
Film it at night?
American Gladiator.
So you respect Kip.
I respect Kip for his code. I respect Kip for the code he lives by.
Don't die.
Don't die. Exactly.
I think, hey, expand on it to be like an gung-ho attitude of everything will work out.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, too, is, you know, right. he's probably the most likely to die, and he throws himself into situations where he's going to die, and his motto is don't die. So
yeah.
There you go.
Now.
Okay.
Okay. So,
basically
yeah.
Xander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Something like that, except apparently more reckless. So yes, and then Frankie, I looked the other way when he tried to put a fire out.
Yeah.
That was already, you know, there was already like an conflagration at the moment he arrived, and he took his precious bottle of, you know, Evian and tried to put it out.
As one does.
As one does, right? As one does, and it just happened also to be like the home of a really horrific person and a family protecting him, and
so it all
somehow
worked out.
With a huge kind of hierarchy of corruption and so on and so forth, and I was kind of happy to see it go. So yeah, no, I wasn't happy to see it go. I really agreed with your attempt there. Try to put the fire out,
mm-hmm.
and I represented the same too to all the authorities who came and asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're
nice.
Welcome. Yeah, right. And then Jules.
Yeah.
Jules helped me greatly on a case of, as it turned out, a substitute teacher shape-shifting dog trying to kind of, like, cut corners on living expenses. You know? I mean, it's a tough economy. But, yeah, I never
thought
about
it. It's not a tough economy. It's 93, baby. We're firing all cylinders. We're in charge, baby. Brother Bale's in charge.
Not in this town. This town got left behind. This town somehow, I mean, we didn't vote for him or something like that. And so yeah.
Brother Bill's the president for everyone, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, you know, who knew that shapeshifters would, you know.
Yeah.
What could they do? Would they, I don't know, you know, become spies or
mm-hmm.
become thieves? Or no, substitute teachers and family dogs.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what you do.
Wow. Yeah. So cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's me.
All right. Kip saved Brenda from a Final Destination type death.
basketball.
But from a basketball hoop. Or, you know, the kind of the gym that, you know, being heavy and coming around from the ceiling. By saying, think fast, and throwing a basketball at her face and like, you know, making her stumble backwards, narrowly avoiding
having high school flashbacks.
Yeah. Dodgeball. You make me proud.
It was volleyball, but same idea.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
He and Trudy were longtime POG rivals, and now cousins, so it's, you know, the rivalry is not as strong as it once was,
but
it's complicated, yeah.
Yeah.
The relationship is complicated. Kip is a bit suspicious of this Frank guy because it seems like every time he comes around, there's some monster like doing something bad, substituting classes, etc. and just something doesn't add up. And then Frankie, who's Uncle Frankie,
mm-hmm.
Is just his hero. He's such a badass. Saved me from. A werewolf by kicking his butt. Frankie kicks the werewolf's butt, I should say. Does not realize that Frankie is a criminal.
That's okay.
One would say he, like, is completely blind to the, almost as blind as most people are to the existence of monsters. He is as blind to your criminality.
That's okay. You got that ball's blood.
He's yeah. And yeah, if only my mom had not taken my father's name, it'd be a ball. Balls. And then
it'd be a trippy ball.
Jules introduced me to the world of monsters, which, if I'm being honest, I'm not particularly enthused about. I used to be a happy-go-lucky teenager, and I still am. But now I'm a happy-go-lucky teenager who deals with monsters, and that's slightly less cool. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brenda Brown saved my ass.
Wait, are you related to Lestat?
Maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's been reincarnated once, so.
Vaguely Estonian accent, maybe? Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think I want to try that.
Yeah. Okay. So you saved my life once by killing this demon that had me dead to rights, and I appreciate that. Yes, and Trudy Trippy over there is actually my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Trippin' balls.
Yes.
Yep.
And balls. And she's also the reason why I have sworn off crime and am now working on fighting the evil instead of, making money off of it. Yes, Frank over there saw me commit a little bit of mild arson that might have led to some deaths. But really, it was all okay. And also, he's a beautiful man. And he's got a code, and yes, Kip Flaherty is a cousin once removed. He's the child of one of my cousins. His dad's a bit of a loser, but he's a good kid. I'm gonna make a man out of him. And Jules over there, she and I worked together once to perform a little bit of a ritual to make this cult of ISIS that was disguised as the Masons fall asleep and got a couple magic artifacts out of the deal.
So. Nice. Brenda came to me for advice once about this big magic flame. I told her, really don't do that on the bleachers.
Sage advice.
Voice of reason.
So.
In retrospect,
they are
anyways.
Wood. Yeah. So.
Sage advice, if not timely advice.
Trudy, when we were cleaning those mouthpieces at band camp, I told her about my secret of having previously been in a private school in France where I learned all about the lore and supernatural.
Yeah.
Frank, I saved his life when he was going to just barrel into a chaos demon cave.
They were assholes.
They were assholes. Kip, my budding apprentice, I try to teach you everything I know. Sometimes, for some reason, who knows, maybe you didn't get a good night's sleep, you seem a little hesitant. but never mind that. And then Frankie, we worked together on that ritual.
Yes.
I got some nice weapons.
There you go. Yeah.
So, April, question. So it sounds like your character is weapon-focused or whatever, or like has weapons or something.
Yeah, I do have weapons.
Okay, so I just changed my gear to include nunchucks, which is not a thing Kip would have, except I've now decided your character, he gifted him some nunchucks.
Excellent.
And
okay.
He doesn't really know what to do with them. But he got these nunchucks now, and you're like, here, we need practice. And
yeah.
He keeps hitting himself in the head with it.
Yeah. And
nunchucks, not really the beginner weapon. Okay.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the rubber coating on the side. Yeah. Almost like Nerf or something like that. So.
All right, so it sounds like all of you have been exposed to the supernatural in some way, and I guess we do need to maybe not right now, but at least at some point circle back to like how you are a group, in some way, whether you do want to go with the ancient order that is that you've now have to that you're a part of in some way, or We had the school newspaper idea, but not quite sure.
Yeah,
it's a history thing.
Maybe we can pull something
team.
Together. It seems like,
not
yeah.
Not quite sure how the gumshoe works, unless the gumshoe is a teacher and does the gumshoe on the side, because...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Teacher salaries.
Teacher salaries.
Yeah. Summer. There's also summer.
Yeah.
There's also summer.
I could be volunteering as a playground supervisor.
Well, the thing is, if
mostly
you're
high schoolers.
If you're the
I don't know if I'd pass the background check.
Well, if you're the parent of her,
yes.
You could be involved just, you know,
oh, yeah,
because of that.
That's right. Okay.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. It's amazing how it gets everybody to kind of shut up.
We discussed this last time.
Okay. So when we pick up next time, this is where we'll be. The six of you are... It is a Friday night, and it's 1 week before the big pep rally for the big game against Eastside High that's mm-hmm. coming up. Everyone's super excited, and all six of you, for one reason or another, are involved in this fundraiser.
Okay.
And it's called the Rebuild the Bleachers Fundraiser. Now, whether you're involved because it's your fault and you're just, whether or not you ever got caught is a, you know, something you can all decide for yourselves. But there have been a series of fundraisers over the summer, and now that the school year has just begun, they've been trying to do bake sales and all kinds of other things. But it's Friday night, kind of the last Friday before the football season really kicks off. And I think all of you are at the you're at the auditorium, preparing it for some event that's going to go on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday day.
So you're saying we got to miss Urkel for that?
And everything's going just fine. You know, you're like setting up decorations and things for this this fundraiser.
Oh yeah, the X-Files too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
You missed the X-Files.
Yeah.
For those of us who weren't watching Family Matters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything is going just fine. And I'm assuming the gumshoe was coming to talk to one of them about something unrelated. Unless you do go the teacher route with gumshoe on the side. You don't have to answer right now, Lee.
Okay.
You've got a whole 2 weeks to figure it out.
2 weeks? 1 week?
It doesn't even really matter.
TB.
But anyways, so the six of you are kind of getting ready to wrap things up, so you can go off and do whatever it is you do on a Friday night, go to the mall and, you know, hang out at the arcade. Aladdin's Arcade is in full swing, right? Mm-hmm. When you hear this, like, this really loud scream, and this woman comes out of one of the side doors of the auditorium, just swings the door open and just runs out screaming. And when you go and you look, there is the body of the school janitor, Paul, decapitated.
Oh.
And his body is just lying there, starting to bleed out from the neck.
Oh.
That's what we'll pick up. It'll be fun.
It's his head there.